brothers and sisters, today is the 18th of February, and for many, it begins the 30 days before the first of two feast days of St. Joseph. First feast day, 30 days from hence, is the 19th of March, is the feast of St. Joseph, spouse of Mary, and then on the 1st of March is the feast of St. Joseph the Worker, two feast days each year. And some of you will probably wish to commence your meditations about St. Joseph in preparation to know him better over the next days, perhaps by going to Joseph. And it's a certainty, he's the one saint who has great powers with God. Well, other saints have particular intercessory powers, but Joseph has them all. Go to Joseph for all your physical and your spiritual needs. After all, he was the provider and father of Jesus, the Son of God, from the moment Jesus was conceived in the womb by the Holy Spirit of Our Lady. Joseph provided for Our Lady, who at that moment was the first church. Mary, who conceived and gave birth to the head, Jesus Christ, he is the provider also of the mystical body of the church, and he has been given that title of protector of the church some 150 years ago. Included in this votive Holy Mass today, from the letter of St. James, chapter 1, verses 12 to 18, we reflect on the words, "Happy the man who stands firm when trials come. He has proved himself and will win the prize of life, the crown that the Lord has promised to those who love him." We can adopt this scripture for St. Joseph. St. Joseph loved like no other man. He loved the mother of love, and the mother of love loved him so much that she married him. He was the closest man to Jesus for the duration of his life here on earth. And of course, it extended. From that moment that he took Mary into his heart, she was the one in order that he consecrated himself to Jesus. When she conceived by the Holy Spirit, St. Joseph, not being the father, wondered what his role would be. He never questioned the integrity because of his justness. He was a just man. He never questioned the integrity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, but he did not see what his function would be, and hence he was going to put her aside. He had great trials. He had great trials which were commencing, trials like no other man had had, trials which were among the, and even the most tormenting of trials, because the mother of sorrows, his wife, from the time of the presentation in the temple, which is in the scripture, but the mystics say earlier, she was incurring great suffering, which extended for the whole duration of her life until the resurrection. And Joseph, during his time here on earth, also incurred those sufferings of his spouse. So he's a man who loved the most on earth. He is the man also who suffered the most on earth, because he couldn't provide the protection also for Jesus. His sufferings are different in some areas than perhaps that of Our Lady, but he certainly incurred Our Lady's sufferings up until the time of the Passion. We allow for him having taken away from this life before Jesus went into his Passion. So though he was not his biological child, Joseph's love was greater than any other father's love for his son. We know this, and yet we need to understand more of what his role is. His suffering was certainly greater than David's suffering. It intensified during the period of the life of Jesus. He was chosen. He didn't know why, but then it was revealed to him, "Be not afraid to take Mary into your home." And that's where he effected a consecration to Jesus by Accepting Mary into his heart, he therefore accepted Jesus as his Lord and Saviour. The words revealed to him by the prophet Isaiah, the words spoken to him by the angel of the Lord that was sent to him in his dream, a virgin will conceive and bear a child, and his name will be Emmanuel. So God allowed Joseph harsh treatment, and this was all for a benefit. St. Padre Pio talks about this intense pain. St. Padre Pio, the stigmatist priest after St. Francis, the church hasn't approved of another stigmatist, and there was none like St. Padre Pio, who had the wounds of Christ and bore them for some 50 years. This is what St. Padre Pio said: Jesus intends to raise a soul to perfection. The more he tries it by suffering, so rejoice, I say to you, in seeing yourself so privileged, in spite of your own unworthiness. The more you are afflicted, the more you ought to rejoice, because in the fire of tribulation, the soul will become pure gold, worthy to be placed and shine in the heavenly place. So St. Joseph's suffering was a suffering to bring him into greater perfection. He was greater than John the Baptist, and we state this simply because John the Baptist was of the Old Testament, Joseph of the New Testament. John the Baptist received his baptism before he was born in the womb of Elizabeth at the time of the visitation by our Blessed Mother. Joseph conceived with original sin, but being greater than John the Baptist, therefore necessarily needed to have been cleansed of original sin in his own mother's womb. This is also the understanding of two doctors of the Church, St. Francis de Sales and also St. Bernard of Siena. So Joseph is united to the hypostatic union. He's the only one who has that relationship, because a hypostatic union came into existence in the womb of Mary. St. Joseph has got this role to play where he's showing us today, and the celebration of the 150th anniversary of the proclamation of him being nominated as the patron of the Church, is a great hallmark for fathers. Because as St. Teresa of Avila had said, God will necessarily give you the grace to fulfill the role and the office which he has deemed you to have for your vocation. So Joseph, the lesser of the three, yet he was the one who was in charge of that family. Jesus himself was obedient to his father here on earth. Mary also responded as a responsive and respectful wife. So fathers, through the sacrament of marriage, have been anointed by God to be the moral authority within their own family, and also the protectors of the family. They have been given extraordinary graces. Perhaps they haven't called on these graces which have been given to them in the sacrament of matrimony. But when they do call upon them, and in doing it in union with their wife, they have the power of God, and they can protect their family. Let us recall again and again the words which were spoken to St. Joseph: be not afraid to take Mary into your heart, into your home. When you do that, you'll move at such a rate that you'll become Christified and bring about Christ to the world within your family. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.